countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, I am sure you're looking forward to a bit of Easter egg tomorrow. Our generation loves chocolate eggs, but go back a generation or two and families will be looking forward to a feast of hen, duck or even goose eggs tomorrow. Shane Lahan is interested in our folklore and teaches a course in Cultural and Heritage Studies at the CSN College of Further Education in Cork. And he joins me now. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm very well and a happy Easter to you. Why were eggs so popular at Easter?
Oh my goodness, Marty, we'll have a whole programme on this if I had time. But listen, what's amazing is that we first have to think that eggs were the main source of protein in Ireland throughout the 19th century and right into the early 20th century, you could say, before the industrialisation of food. Because, you know, meat was a major luxury, but eggs were available all of the time and people ate them in abundance. What happens, of course, is that during Lent, people were prohibited from eating any animal produce, which included eggs, of course. And therefore, you had to use up your egg stocks. As we know, Pancake Tuesday, we all have loads of pancakes using up up all the eggs. And, of course, the hens didn't know that it was Lent. Of course, they kept laying, right?
Yes, of course.
So what happens is you had a glut of eggs building up right throughout the Lenten period. Now, people did all sorts of wonderful things to preserve their eggs during that time. Because the eggshell is porous, to keep it fresh, people used to rub it with butter in particular. So the eggs took on this lovely shiny glow and everyone was looking at them right throughout the Lenten period. And then, of course, when Easter Sunday comes, as in tomorrow, there was a massive egg feast. There was a huge sort of idea to kind of eat as many eggs as you possibly could. And both young and old looked forward to that tradition massively.
And was this what was called a cludogue?
Yeah, the cludogue is mainly associated with children. Like, we think of children now getting excited with their Easter eggs, which of course is natural enough, and we all think of that. But the cludogue was sort of an idea that, say, children went around, particularly today now, Easter Saturday, would be knocking on the doors. They might have a favour sort of promised to them by maybe a banantee somewhere they'd say to them, you know, my cludogue, I'm coming in to claim it at this point in time. And they'd go around, Marty, with a big old sock or maybe a hat or even one of the special beautiful egg baskets, the flat bottom baskets, so the basket would never turn over. But they would, the cludogue then was also a sort of a party that they had. And they would find maybe the corner of the farmyard and they would light a fire, usually under the care maybe of a bigger brother or sister. And the cludogue, and sometimes it was known as the procogue or the playdogue, there's different names right throughout the country, but this was the children's feast, if you like, their egg feast. Wow. And you know, there were lots of other dainties there as well, bread and butter and cakes and bits of sweets and so on, but eating as many eggs as you could was absolutely brilliant. And one of the lovely things about them is that they sometimes had a pot of boiling water and they'd boil the eggs, but quite often, because they were quite used to it way back now in the 19th century, they would simply pull out the grease, pull out the all hot embers, and they'd roast the eggs and they'd take them up then. And one of the occupations, again, I keep on thinking today is Easter Saturday, so I'm thinking of one of the occupations was making a special spoon for eating their eggs. And these were known as cranchkeens or shishogues. These were little bits of wood that had been fashioned maybe with a penknife. So young boys and girls would be making their egg spoons today for their big, big egg feast, you know.
And Shane, is there a record of who ate the most eggs by any chance?
There is. Listen, do you know, people were eating eggs. I mean, fellas afterwards would be saying, how many eggs did you eat? Did you have, some fellas said, I had six and I had eight, I had a dozen. You know, I think it was the great Tom Minnelli, the great folklore collector collecting from Junior Crean.
I remember Tom,
Yeah, the fiddle player out in Bonvilla. And what was interesting was that he I think Junior said he'd want to keep a wide berth from a fella after eating a dozen eggs. He said you'd want a gas mask on afterwards. But I did come across an amazing account of a woman in the folklore collection. She was from Cura Clooney in Tipperary, Nori Noonan, a woman who lived well into her 90s. But she was famous because she had 21 hen's eggs and one goose egg. And forevermore, she was known in the locality for a woman who ate so many, you know.
Oh my God. It's funny you mentioned Tom Munnelly and John Junior Creehan, because I knew both of them actually.
Yeah, I
work with Tom Creehan, Tom Munnelly's wife, and Junior Creehan was from my parish. But anyway, tomorrow is Easter Sunday, and there were particular rituals around what eggs you'd eat on that day, wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, you know, the people were collecting eggs and the kids were collecting for their cladog and all of that sort of idea. But there was a particular reverence given to the eggs that were had been laid on Good Friday. And the Good Friday egg would be marked out, especially, actually it would be literally marked. They would take the egg, they would take a little stick and put it, the sign of the cross in it. And that egg then would never be sold. That was the first thing. If you sold the Good Friday eggs, you were mean to the last. Right. But importantly, that egg had never had a best before date. It was thought never to go off. Okay. Right. And then in addition to that, it had a cure. If you had a headache or if you had a pain or an ache or anything like that, that egg would be rubbed or would be consumed or whatever. But the whole family then would gather around and they would eat on Easter Sunday morning as many of those eggs as they had that had been laid on Good Friday. But in particular then, even if only one egg was laid, they would actually divide it out amongst the family because they felt that health would follow from there on in. So there was huge traditions around the Good Friday eggs. Also, people would love when they had a clocking hen, a hatching hen, they'd put down maybe 13 eggs, 12 for the 12 apostles and for Christ, and to make sure at least if one egg didn't come right, what would happen then is, of course, you'd have a guaranteed dozen. So there was this sense of the Good Friday being the time of the death of Christ and then the resurrection and everything positive coming from that.
Well, to be honest with you, Shane, I have an egg most mornings, but now that you've taught me all of this, I'll have a whole new perspective on my boiled egg tomorrow morning. Shane Lahan, thank you so much indeed.
Thanks, Brady.